Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Well, the man accused of killing spree in Texas church had at one point escaped a mental health institution. An El Paso, Texas police report obtained by several news outlets shows that the suspect was picked up by officers at a bus terminal after escaping from a behavioral center in New Mexico more than 5 years ago. He escaped months after attacking his wife and child at an Air Force base in New Mexico. FBI officials say so far they haven't been able to unlock the cell phone belonging to the man.
And that's the Apple thing, right? Is that the deal? They've tried to do that before, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're taking it to the FBI headquarters in Quantico. They're trying to crack the code, and they're hoping that that'll give them better insight into, you know, maybe some of his motives. Right now, they haven't spoken out. They haven't given any definitive motive. Obviously, they're still investigating. Vice President Mike Pence is going to visit the small town today. He is going to be there, you know, to represent the administration, because President Trump and First Lady Melania are in China, the latest stop on their five-nation Asian tour. He still has Vietnam and the Philippines.
Vietnam's been getting crazy weather. You know, it was a year ago today was when he got elected.
Was it really a year ago today?
One year ago.
Feels one like it's been year a long ago. Year, hasn't it? Wow. Feels like a lot longer.
The results came in.
Wow.
People were like, what? The reporters all cried.
Well, former President Obama, this time last year, he was president. He's going to be reporting for jury duty today. He got summoned in Chicago, and he's expected to arrive at the courthouse at 8 o'clock this morning. I guess Secret Service agents have been scouting the downtown area.
Has that ever happened?
Yes, actually, that was the thing. George W. Bush had jury duty in 2015. Bill Clinton.
And they all served like they were on the jury and made a determination, or did they get released?
They got released, but they showed up. I mean, they got called to jury duty and they went and into the pool of, you know, I mean, they had to go. Bill Clinton reported to serve in 2003. Neither, you know, former President Bush or former President Clinton ended up on a jury. Can you imagine just being like, oh no, we're going to put you on one?
Well, they should, right?
Presumably the president will be paid for his service just like everybody else, $17.20 a day. Ooh. I don't know if he'll actually be taking the money, but what a difference a year makes. This time last year, White House, now jury pool.
They're saying he's pulling down right now, like, what is it, $400K per speech?
Oh, geez.
I guess, you know.
Yeah, former president.
That isn't that chump change, is it?
Wow. $400K for a speech.
How long are those speeches?
What do you get with that?
God, hopefully dinner.
Chicken,
I want to read
the
writer. Like, okay, what does that get? Do you do a magic trick? Do you do balloon animals? What do you open with? Can I request some stories? Oh, can I request the outfit? Are you on roller skates? $400,000?
Can you imagine? Wow.
Yep. Major League Baseball mourning the death of a former star pitcher, Roy Halladay. His light sport aircraft went down in the Gulf about 10 miles west of St. Petersburg, Florida. It happened yesterday. He was just 40 years old. Pitched for 16 years for the Philadelphia Phillies and the Toronto Blue Jays. He won two Cy Young Awards and was named the All-Star 8 times.
Plane crash, huh?
Yeah, that's the thing that always makes me so nervous.
It's always baseball players.
Yeah.
It seems like more than any other sport, professional baseball players die more in small plane crashes.
I wonder if that's just their,
remember years ago there were those guys that crashed in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember they hit a building, they were like sightseeing?
Yes, oops. It was like in New York City.
It's like they hit a building in New York.
They hit a crane or something.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, baseball players, they... Stay away from the small planes.
But
Well, you know how every sport kind of has their like niche hobbies or whatever? Like I imagine if you're hockey, like, you know, everybody has their things that they do for fun. I wonder if that's like the thing in baseball where it's like, oh man, you got to get a plane. Like it's a great way to just get out there and forget about the game. And
I don't know.
You know, I mean, they've got the disposable income, I suppose. But yeah, those light sports aircrafts always make me like, I'm like, I don't know. Twitter users now have twice as many characters to tweet with. The social media network said yesterday it's increasing its 140 character limit to 280 characters. Earlier this year, Twitter tested the new limit by allowing a select group of users to compose longer tweets. They said that the higher limit made users more likely to tweet. A lot of times people are like trying to get those 140 character limits and it was like, eh, forget it. And they just didn't end up tweeting. So they're hoping that this gives people a little bit of a boost.
And they're all making changes and Snapchat's making big changes.
What's Snapchat doing?
They say that the Snapchat that you know now will soon disappear. One of the things that they've heard over and over again is that Snapchat's difficult to understand or hard to use, said old people.
So will they lose their current
You
know, users to get scared off? They're saying they're going after obviously old people. And they got bought. They 10% stake got bought by a Chinese internet giant.
Oh boy. Ooh.
They're struggling.
Oh, they've been
last
struggling
year they posted huge revenue misses in the third quarter.
Yeah.
For Snapchat.
Yeah, they just had another disappointing quarter, so I think they're looking to shake things up. Snapchat just added 4.5 million new daily active users in the third quarter. So they say they have about 178 million daily users. Instagram Stories, a Snapchat knockoff product, recently hit 300 million daily users. So that's the thing, is that other platforms are getting way more, you know, daily users. And so they've got to
Facebook is still roughly over a billion.
Is it?
Yeah. 1.3 billion daily users.
Wow. That's a
just
a whole lot of social media.
WhatsApp,
there
are about 250 million daily users.
I don't use that. WhatsApp is that's like a texting type deal, right? Is that kind of the deal with that? A lot of people do it overseas, I noticed.
We're down in Mexico, supposed to be using our
WhatsApp.
Well, that's crazy because that means that, I mean, Snapchat really is the bottom of the pecking order then. And you always feel like you hear about Snapchat.
It. They're all on it. It's just ridiculous.
Well, it's going to be changing. Hopefully, it won't lose its base, but they're in a grab to try to get more users.
It's all about that base.
It is. No trouble.
No. Never.
No. Google knows that waiting is the hardest part of a dining experience. Nothing's worse than walking into a restaurant only to be met by a smiling hostess that tells you that the wait time will be anywhere from 40 minutes to eternity. So Google is trying out something new. They are doing a new Google feature, and it'll be through like Google Search and eventually Google Maps, and it will show diners the estimated wait times for local restaurants to help you sort of figure out whether or not you want to dive in.
God, restaurants probably hate this.
They are absolutely going to hate this. This is just...
Well, how would you even determine that?
It's creepy beta stuff. It's like, you know, we sign away all of our... They're tracking us. I mean, so it's like all they have to do is do-do-do-do-do. It's an algorithm. They say they... Google gathers this information from aggregated and anonymized data from users who allow Google to track their location. I mean, which all of us probably do the minute, because, you know, like when you go to do Google Maps and they're like, well, we need to know where you are in order to tell you what's nearby. I think the minute you activate that, they're like, okay, you basically just said, yes, like we can find you. So now it's restaurants, but soon they'll want to do the same thing for any kind of service. So like, let's say you want to get your oil changed, but you're wondering what the wait time is. Yelp's got a free no wait app. It also shows restaurant wait times. And then it lets you put your name in on the waiting list. So that's something that, you know, is available in some areas. But yeah, Google diners can click a time frame and see live or historical information on how busy a restaurant's expected to be. So I guess right now it's available for nearly a million sit-down restaurants around the globe. I don't know how many locally are dialed into that, but that's definitely something that's...
That's something you guys would use, the wait, the Google to see. I mean, who cares, right? You know, I mean, how long is the wait?
Remember they tried doing that with what's something similar? I mean, obviously waiting is more specific, but remember back in the day they put cameras in bars and the theory was we
people
were all going to go look at that camera feed to decide whether we went to
the
bar.
Right.
And it kind of didn't really go anywhere. I mean, do you guys ever use that?
No.
But at first it freaked out the bars because they're like, dude, it's not fair. We're never going to get people.
Yeah.
Right.
Because if people, all bars can be slow until like 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Sure. And if you look at it and it's slow, I'm not going to want to go.
Right.
And if there's no ladies there and I'm single, I'm not going to want to go. If there's a bunch of dudes.
What's weird to me is that you would need a Google app. Like it's called Call the Restaurant. I mean, I've done that before. I've called a restaurant and been like, hey, do you guys have a wait? What's the current wait? I mean, I've done that before. If you're with a group and you just need to, you just need to eat, or you've got kids and you're like, listen, I mean, I have 40 minutes of attention span from these kids. I can't waste it chilling in the lobby waiting for you to call our name.
Oh, man, you should go to Applebee's then.
Yeah, take your kids, your whiny, crying, loud kids there. Please, you've been here before. I'd recognize
your
voice.
Please don't come.
Please don't come. But, I mean, haven't you guys called ahead to places?
This is what I do.
Let's see if there's a wait.
I go. And if it's a long wait, I go, bye-bye. That's it. I don't even call. I don't care. I'll just go down the street to something else. I don't have... I guess
do you still put your name in?
Sometimes. If I'm going to sit, no, I don't. If it's like a 40-minute wait... I went to Outback once. I thought I can just jump in there and, you know, go. And it was like a 45-minute wait. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. I can do that... I mean, I can go to a much more expensive steak restaurant.
Like, I could go to a nicer place. Just go ahead and say it. We all know you're thinking it.
45 minutes? I mean, that's like going to Fleming's.
Yeah.
Or something. So, yeah, I don't know.
If it's just me and a buddy and we can chill at the bar and drink and do whatever, I don't mind waiting. I mean, if I've got a night to burn. But usually the times that you're really caring about it is when you're on... Either you are just that impatient person who doesn't like to wait ever, or you are like on a time frame, like you've got a concert to go to or something where you're like, I don't have 40 minutes. I got to eat now. Like we got to go. And you don't have the luxury of maybe going down the block to someplace else. Anyway, I just think it's so interesting that Google is now, you know, I feel like it's just another way for them to track what we're all doing and up to.
Of course they are.
Yeah, they got it.
They're so nosy.
Channel
94.1. Don't do the garage for your car?
No.
He's a homeowner, man. It's full of crap.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? That's what garages are for. I mean, anybody, I guess our boss, Magic Man, he likes to park his cars in there because he's kind of anal like that. That garage is used for stuff.
Really?
Yeah, for you know, like lawnmower and things like that. You know, if I paid someone to do the lawn, I wouldn't need a lawnmower. So I can slowly get rid of things like that.
Right.
I have so much junk in there. Just tons of junk.
The garage purge over the weekend.
Did you?
Peter gets like, I mean, it's like all of a sudden he'll just get this wild hair. He's like, I'm going out.
It's fun.
And he did. I mean, you could eat off that garage floor. I mean, seriously. I mean, it was like he was out there.
And you guys park cars in it?
Yeah, we do. We live in Chicago. I mean, you just don't really want to do street parking if you don't have to. We have a garage. It's about a 1.5 car garage. They say that, like when we bought the house, they were like, "It's 2 car." I'm like, "Really? What? Like two of those like smart cars?"
If you crawl
out
the windows, or you put them side by side, you couldn't open doors.
Right. If we went out through like a sky roof or something. So we have like a Highlander. So it's a pretty, you know, I mean, we got kids. It's like a big old car. So that boat goes in.
He
hides everything along the side. Like he gets really savvy. Like we have a lawnmower and everything like that. But he puts it along. I mean, we fit it all in.
Yeah.
This is just hard because like you're winterizing. So you have to make room for all like the lawn furniture
all
and everything.
The stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so he was, I mean, I'm not kidding. He was out there for hours. I was like, what are you doing out there? He fired up a stogie. You know, he had his music going. He put his boom box and his cigar. And he was out there
he was basically getting that place ready for cigar smoking for
exactly.
the winter.
Right.
He wasn't really cleaning it. He was man caving it.
Right. So I went out there.
Is that his man cave? Is that his man cave?
Yeah. He's got a stereo out there. And that's like when he goes to smoke cigars, that's where he goes, well, is out in the garage.
Paint this for me. Does a house connect to the garage? Or
no.
Is it, okay. Oh,
no, 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 no.
Better.
So so the way it is like, because it's, so in Chicago, a lot of people, you have a detached garage. So yeah. You have your house, you have your backyard, and then the garage butts up into an alley. So we don't have a driveway or anything like that. You come in and out through the alley. And so that's sort of the deal, is that you have this separate building. And that's what he does, is he goes out there, and that's where we keep all the kids' stuff and everything, like their backyard fun things.
Okay.
But I mean, I went out into the alley when he was done, he pitched a ton of stuff. Like, it was like the purge happened. I mean, and I don't mean the horror movie. I'm talking like he cut deep.
Yeah.
The kids went out there. They're like, hey, he's like, nope. It's going. Bye.
Well, like toys and stuff?
Yeah, like old toys, like when they were like two toddlers, like stuff like that. You know, and you just put it out in the alley and free for all. Our neighbor actually across the alley was like, I just want you to know I took that rocking chair. Peter had found a rocking chair and put it out in the garage, and with like all these, you know, grand schemes.
That's even
of like
more of an interesting story. Where did Peter collect a rocking chair from?
Well, he was out in the alley smoking a cigar, and he saw that one of the neighbors who was moving put a rocking chair out in the alley. So he pulled it into our garage. This is how things happen in a city. This is how things get changed from house to house.
Yeah, yeah.
So he pulled it in, and we've had it out in the garage for probably about a year and a half. And I'm
thought
like,
he was
well,
what?
What
was he going to do? Repurpose it?
Yeah, like do something with it. Maybe bring it in the house. I thought he was keeping it out there so he could have a nice rocking chair to sit on when
cigars.
He was smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
And he said no. So he put it back out into the alley. So I'm going the other day to take the trash out, and my neighbor's like, "Hey, hi, you're Molly, right?" I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Hey, I'm Mario. I just wanted you to know, I took your rocking chair."
Should have made a scene.
Like, how dare
you? He started crying.
He threw it out.
Backstory about who it belonged to.
You and Peter share a mind, because Peter's like, did you tell him it was like a family heirloom that I threw out without telling you? Oh, please tell me you did.
You should have started crying.
Yeah.
And said, it's not you, Mario. It's just, I wasn't ready. And then go into some story about a loved one who passed away.
That's what he said. He's like, you should have told him that my mom died in that rocking chair and that I threw it out and I didn't tell you.
Wait till poor Mario is fully invested in feeling terrible and then totally let him off the hook up. We stole it from somebody else. You're good. Take it.
I know. Peter's like, oh, you missed a great opportunity. You should have told him like a family member died in that thing and we've been holding on to it as special tribute. And now we put it out in the alley. I was like, you're a terrible person and I didn't want to spend that much time talking to the neighbor.
So your car garage, it's a 1.5 car garage.
Yeah.
You only have one car, don't you?
Yeah, we only have one car.
God, how many people, families have one car anymore?
I know.
Seems like everyone has multiple cars.
I know.
Yeah,
I
but mean, they have trains.
But yeah, that's a good thing about where you're at, because you have, you know.
If you live in Chicago, a lot of times you don't want to drive.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'd want a car.
You don't want to get stuck in the gridlock, so you take, you know, they have trains. We have to have cars.
Right. Yeah.
Everybody lives way too far away from each other, so we all have to drive.
Yeah. I mean, most of the people that I know either have either one car.
Yeah, or two.
Or like in the city, like some people don't have any. I mean, I have friends that completely Uber, Lyft, and train it. Like, they don't have automobiles. I mean,
automobile?
Automobile?
Okay.
But, you know, if you've got a kid, you've got a car.
I would hope.
It's hard to take. I mean, now I guess with Uber, you could probably take an Uber from Costco or wherever, but like, you load up your car and.
That is a new thing, though. I wonder if we will see the future of very effective winterized Ubers. Like, you can get the two different kinds of Uber when you order it, the small or the economy or the bigger.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Uber winter, where the guy's guaranteeing he's not going to get stuck. He's going to get around. He's got four-wheel drive, Uber four-wheel driver, Uber winter.
I think that'd be fantastic.
And on days when it's snowing, you walk out and you look at your car buried in snow or you got to scrape it. And you're like, when we get used to convenience culture, you're like, screw it. I took an Uber winner.
Yeah.
The guy showed up in a Humvee and we drove on top of cars.
Yeah, and weren't even stuck at all. So, well, I'm glad your garage is all cleaned out.
I'm telling you,
Peter's
man.
Peter's got his man cave back together again for the winter. So.
It's true.
The Big Party Morning Show. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Please follow me now. Omaha's number one.
on the music station.
Channel 94.1.
So 2 days away from Taylor Swift's new album Reputation officially dropping, but she has unveiled the full track list. And I guess it's also going to feature a collaboration with Ed Sheeran and Future. It's a song titled Endgame, but the one place that you will not be hearing Taylor Swift's new album is streaming services. I guess it will not be available for streaming when it gets released.
That's her gig. Yeah.
Well, she's got the power to wield it. I bet she probably the other artists, whether they like her or not, are like, you go, girl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because she gets the streaming services to come correct.
Yeah.
She probably eventually will. It's just the deal isn't good enough right now.
Right, she dropped all of her other albums. Don't you remember that was the big rub to Katy Perry? Katy Perry released her new album on the same day that Taylor Swift decided to be like, hey, friends, guess what? All of my old albums are now available for streaming. I've made nice with them. And everybody's like, really? The same day that your competitor puts out their new album?
So Taylor Swift's album is out this Friday?
Yes, okay. The 10th.
Do you have the names of the songs? Can we hear how mad and angry they are?
Okay, so this is the track list. Right. Ready For It is the first single, and then Endgame featuring Ed Sheeran and Future. I Did Something Bad, Don't Blame Me, Delicate, Look What You Made Me Do, So It Goes, Gorgeous, Getaway Car, King of My Heart, Dancing With Our Hands Tied, Dress, This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things, Call Jesus. It What You Want, and New Year's Day.
How many tracks is it?
15.
That's a whole lot of crap on one album. Wow.
Listen, sir.
Sorry, my apologies. Swifties.
Just because it's not going to be, you're not cutting vegetables to it, other people
right.
will.
I know. What does dancing with handcuffs mean? Does that mean you're doing some S&M stuff?
Dancing with hands tied. I didn't
hands
say
tied.
Handcuffs.
Okay, sorry.
You heard like, handcuffs. I heard handcuffs.
You heard handcuffs. Fun cuffs.
Of course you did.
Dancing with handcuffs.
You know what? Like, one phrase I like to have go away and I can't stand it is the title of her song. It's called This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things. Don't you feel like that's wore out? I'm just bitching. But anyway.
Do you get told that a lot?
No,
you break something
it.
Or like, spill something? This is why we can't have nice things. You're like, I'm tired of you telling me that.
All right, so Friday... You guys can finally get your stuff.
It'll be available via digital retailers like iTunes, but you just won't be able to stream it on like Spotify or Tidal or any of that kind of stuff, or probably Apple Music. And speaking of streaming, Kanye West, that's his next venture. I guess Kanye is reportedly working on a new streaming service. It's said to be called Yeezy Sounds.
Yeezy.
Mm-hmm. It's said to allow streaming of music and other multimedia content over the internet, and the release date currently unknown, but you know, he surfaced over the weekend in Chicago. He got on stage with Kid Cudi at a concert last weekend, and that was like the first time that he'd been seen publicly like performing since he, you know, had his meltdown and ended his tour.
I wonder if he's on meds. He's not even on the radar, has he?
Do we need another streaming service?
No.
God, we do not. No, we don't. We don't need another one.
Yeezy. Come on, Jeff.
Yeezy.
You don't want to listen to the latest Taylor Swift on Yeezy?
Just tell me where it is.
Yeah.
Tell me where to go. And finally, Adam Levine made the announcement yesterday on Ellen that he and wife Bahati Prinsloo are expecting their second baby girl. Another girl.
Well, how could you not with her?
I mean it.
Their first little girl, Dusty Rose, is
that
a name that actually Ellen DeGeneres helped them pick out
in
2016. Yeah, isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Another baby girl. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Thank you, Molly.
From the Eat Fit Go Studio.
This is the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.